This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 348, recorded Wednesday, May 10th, 2017, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode, and I'm once again here with Jerry Jones.
Hello, people.
It happens all the time. It's Wednesday, and Jerry Jones is
again.
All the time. You do realize how long we've been having this conversation, right?
At least a couple weeks.
You realize we've been doing this 10, right?
Wow. And we have at least 8 listeners.
Well, actually, I should have the stats here. One second. Let's see. That would have been May 7th. We had episode number 347 as of Sunday, had 1,005 downloads. So someone must be listening or just downloading it for the pleasure of using up my bandwidth. But why would anybody do that?
What? Oh, I don't know. I'm sure people love us.
I'm sure. They haven't complained yet. Not that I know of. You haven't heard anybody, right?
I haven't.
What was that?
No, I haven't. Nobody's complained. Am I like super low?
No, just you hiccuped a few times.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Things happen. Anyway, I'm just having one of those weeks. It's been going on for weeks now of having one of those weeks. I irritated my knee, so I'm hobbling around. That's always fun. Anyway, want to talk about some Android-related things?
Are there Android-related things?
Well, there are a few.
A few.
I came up with some.
For example.
You want to name an
example? Researchers are finding an average of 8,400 pieces of malware every single day. Wow.
That's a lot of malware. But again, not all of these are necessarily unique. Even malware is built on top of other malware.
Well, that's kind of how it works.
Yeah. Amazon has added Alexa calling and messaging between Echo devices and the Alexa app.
So the Echo devices, if you have the Alexa app installed on your phone, the Echo devices can manipulate your phone. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, you could have a conversation. So basically, you can call one Echo to another Echo or from an Echo to a phone with the app installed. They've just invented the telephone. I'm very impressed.
A speakerphone.
Yeah.
Cool. Go Amazon.
Do you use Waze, Jerry?
I do not. I have tried it, but no.
Well, do you like the idea?
It looks too play school for me.
Do you like the idea of recording your own turn-by-turn directions?
Gee, let me think. No.
Well, you know, that could be a fun thing for our listeners if there's a way to distribute it, which I gather there is. You know, somebody could download the Android Buffet GPS voice pack. In one block, your destination is on the right. Wouldn't you all love that in your car? Right now it says you can only record voice for yourself and cannot share them.
Well, if we could share them, and if it was requested, I would do that.
So would I. In a quarter mile, make a right onto Main Street.
Now, see, I'd go in a quarter mile, whatever. Dude, quarter mile, turn right. There's a Main Street. You got to turn right, quarter mile, go.
You really want to turn right.
Man, if you miss a turn, not good.
And we're here to help you make that right turn. You're coming close. You're getting closer. Make that right now.
It would be funny if we, like, mixed them up. Or, like, you know, you recorded some in a very zen-type voice, and I recorded some in, you know, the whole Gallagher-type voice.
Continue.
You're driving, and you never know what you're...
Continue on I-95 for 45 miles.
Oh, man. Okay. So, yeah, use Waze if you want to.
Yeah, well, I'm still using Matt. I never got into Waze. I tried,
but it's so, I don't know, play school-y.
So, Musée was updated.
I'm sorry, who?
Musée.
That's the wallpaper thing with... How can a wallpaper app get so many updates? Because this is like the 18th time.
Well, the new thing is now that there's a new widget where you can basically have a button to move to the next artwork. And it didn't have updates for over a year. It got the original developer transferred it to a new developer.
Wow.
Well, I like the idea of changing things up every so often. Chrome was updated to allow offline reading of web pages. So you can long press a link and you can download it for offline use.
That's cool.
Who's offline nowadays?
Everybody on T-Mobile or Sprint. See what I did there?
Aren't you on T-Mobile or Sprint?
Yeah, I am.
You know, but at the end of the day.
I had to go to some rural areas, and I had to use my Verizon.
I'm sorry to hear that. In rural areas, I don't get any reception.
That's why I had to use my Verizon, because Verizon had Signal and T-Mobile and Sprint were like, dude, I don't know what's
going on. Well, remember, Verizon has to be my internet service provider. They're no longer my cell phone provider, but they are my internet service provider. Ever since that day that Fios shined down on my building, well, I kept the installers here for 8 hours. At one point at the end, they didn't believe that the wiring setup I asked them to do would actually work. One of them wanted to hang around to see if it did. He'd never seen an HD Home Run Prime before.
Cool.
I just find that amusing because 4 hours earlier it was, you don't need to watch what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Anyway, Amazon's bringing the Free Time app and its kid-friendly content to Android. So before this was exclusive to their Fire tablets. It's good if you have kids.
Sure.
I don't, so not good for me.
But it's good for, you know,
the right people.
Some of these games are actually okay.
And Nova Launcher 5.1 was released. This is the one with the dynamic badges we mentioned that were in beta. So I've been trying that. If you turn it on, whenever there's a notification for that app, a little badge appears on the icon if there is an icon. Isn't that nice?
Cool. Impressive.
Allo, if you're using Allo, which I only used to try it out. It's got a chat backup and restore function, incognito mode for groups, and link previews. I love link previews.
Cool.
Well, I wrote my own code for link previews.
Yep.
I was annoyed with the one in WordPress. There's a whole story about that. I'll save it for another day. In other news, a man claims that border agents threatened to take his phone away if he did not unlock it. So if you are entering the United States, you are now at risk that the government will insist that you unlock your phone on threat of confiscation.
Interesting.
Welcome to America. That unreasonable search and seizure thing we always talk about, we're just joking, right?
No.
That was me being sarcastic.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, you were joking about joking. Gotcha.
I was making a point.
You were.
There's a great article on how Google assesses the authority of web pages. I put it into the show notes.
That's...
I find authority very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is different than SEO, which people are always harping about and trying to sell you.
Right.
This is basically how Google decides if a web page is authoritative. Not necessarily if it's a web page that should go somewhere in their search results. Is it this important? And that's very hard nowadays. And finally, if you happen to still have a Barnes & Noble, you can buy the latest issue of Magpie, the Raspberry Pi magazine, and they will give you all of the parts you need to make a Raspberry Pi into a cheap Google Home competitor.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I wish I still had a Barnes & Noble around.
We do have a Barnes & Noble around here. Would you like me to get you one and mail it to you?
Well, no, there is one I could go to farther.
The store. I mean, the magazine. I wouldn't actually.
No. Well, I'll get back to you. There is one on this island, just the one in my neighborhood and most of the ones I pass. But I may go out of the way to go to, I know there's still one that's open. It only has the sign outside that says it might be closing. It's right next to that place that serves a really good store. So I suppose there's an excuse to go there.
I find it funny. It comes with a button. Does it come with a button?
Yeah, the button is what you use to turn, instead of a wake word, it uses. But I'd be interested to try this project, and I certainly have a couple pies around. You know how many pies I can see?
8.
No, I got rid of the older pies. I only have newer pies.
3?
Well, let's see. I have a pie 0, 4.
Oh, that was close-ish.
Yeah, I have more in the house. Pies are good when you want something to just do one thing all the time and you don't want to touch it.
Right.
So I have one upstairs. That's my fly pie. I had it hooked up upstairs because it's hooked up to the antenna that detects planes flying over my house, so I needed it up higher. So this is even though I don't occupy all floors, a 3-story building, so I was able to put it in the hall upstairs. It also picks up the signal from my weather station.
What I want to know is, can I use that button? Okay, so I've got a button and a speaker. Can I use the button? If I press the button, can it say, go away?
You could build that, yes.
That would be cool.
This is basically the kit where it has all the hardware for you, and then the software would be Google Home, and they have a software package. Anyway, I've run out of things to talk about, Jer. And we were doing so well last week.
Well, we skipped a week, and that allowed things to kind of stack up.
I like that. Not the skipping a week, but the fact that we had more stuff to talk about.
It's cool.
Anything going on with you? Anything exciting and Android buffet worthy?
I seem to have my wife and the worst luck with generators.
Power generators?
Yes, electrical generators, you know, the gas-powered motors that run you know, the opposite of an alternator, or they run an alternator.
Why do you need a generator?
Because we're working on a house in order.
And it has no power?
It has no power because we're doing stuff that, well, we can't get the electricity turned on until it has a safety inspection. Right now, the stuff we're working on means that it won't pass the safety to have stuff on.
Okay.
So.
You have the walls open?
Yes.
Are you putting in data cable?
Sailings, no.
You should.
No. So my wife bought a generator from the store.
Yes.
We got it. Didn't work. So we took it back. They didn't have any more generators. So we borrowed a generator from a friend of ours. And it they started it before we borrowed it, show us that it worked. We got it. It wouldn't work. I mean, it would start, but it wouldn't stay started. It'd start up and then it'd die, like almost. So then we bought another one from Craigslist. We went to go pick it up, and they couldn't get it started. So this is number three, and there was a number four generator that came somewhere that we couldn't get started. Today, I went and bought a DeWalt.
I've heard of DeWalt.
And that one's working.
I have not been in that situation with the generator, but I have been in that situation with other items.
It's just like, how can all these generators not, you know, okay, one not working, it happens. Two not working, a coincidence. Three, okay, there's a pattern. Four, am I doing something wrong to these generators?
Are you familiar with the principle of Occam's razor?
Yes.
So
the hypothesis which requires the fewest assumptions is the most likely to be true.
Yes. So if the common denominator between all these generators is you, it is quite possible you're the reason why they failed. It's also could be just a tremendous coincidence.
Well, okay. So I didn't want to get into this, but I never actually messed with the four that didn't work. It was my wife and partner and the worker doing this. The DeWalt that I bought is the only one that I have actually dealt with.
So doesn't that give you a theory?
But how can you? I mean, it's not like they're putting in diesel.
Well, let me give you a different example. You know that I work with people of a human nature?
Yeah.
Yes. I have some position of authority. I'm saying some authority, not. So every so often I am in the position of looking at other people's work and trying to figure out what planet they're on, how they thought that what they did was a good idea, why they said something stupid, why they did something stupid. So it doesn't matter how put together or intelligent somebody seems, everybody can do stupid things.
That's true.
Although a few of the ones I've seen over the years boggle my mind this day.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I'm happy. Somebody who I tangled with a lot at work has decided to
leave. Cool.
I wish them luck anywhere that doesn't involve dealing with me. Oh, well. So let me think. I do have a problem that I'm going to ask you if you had any thoughts about.
Okay.
For some reason, occasionally, items of a Bluetooth nature do not auto-connect on my phone and I have to reboot or manually, and I don't know why. I've been trying to figure out what to do about it because I find it annoying.
Sure. I have also found that there are times when my phone gets just like wonky, like it starts slogging down or it, you know, just it starts acting quirky. So I have to reboot it. So it's not just you.
I know. I'm just wondering why it's Bluetooth. I know some people reporting Bluetooth problems. I wasn't until more recently. And maybe I have to unpair the item and repair it.
Well, just keep in mind that random errors are random.
It's hard to tell sometimes. You know what they say, there are no accidents. On the other hand, there's that other expression, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. You've heard that one, right?
I have heard that one.
Okay. So I don't have anything else on my mind this week. Do you want to adjourn with a short show?
Yeah, let's.
How about we do this again next week?
Oh, what an outstanding idea.
I hope so. Anyway, see you in the future. And just remember one thing, Jerry.
What's that?
In 7 days, your podcast is straight ahead. Goodbye.
Goodbye.